Good evening, everybody. This is Father Stanley Almeida, Assistant Director of ODP Mysore. This stands for Organization for the Development of People, most popularly known as ODP in the state and in the southern India. As Assistant Director, I take care of all the administration issues, personnel, finance and programs in the organization. Now, ODP has walked the path of development since 1984, extending its support and partnership to thousands and thousands of families, the needy, marginalized, to grow, improve, and have better quality of life. Inspired by the Christian value of love, sharing, caring, and concern for the brotherhood, equity, and justice, and peace, that the Diocese of Mysore started ODP, but since 1891 onwards, also the diocese was engaged in social activities. ODP's works for the integrated development of people who are socio-economically disadvantaged, underprivileged, women, small and marginalized landless laborers and land owners, aiming to enable community-based people's group to become self-managed and self-reliant. ODP's working principles, vision, to establish a society of love, peace, and justice. Vision, restore human dignity to poor, marginalized, through change in attitude and value system. Goal, integrated human development. Approach, participatory, that is, with the people. Since its inception, ODP has been of the firm conviction that the poor, when they are given right type of education, encouragement and opportunity, they are capable of developing themselves, creating equal and just and peaceful society. In the development process, ODP acts as an enabler, encourager and facilitator, creating committed leaders in society. The emphasis on women and small farmers, youth and children. Keeping all this in mind, we work several developmental programs in the four districts of Mysore, Mandya, Chamarajanagar and Kadagu. The focus area of development of my organization on women empowerment, natural resource management, capacity building for better governance, entrepreneurship and employment for the youth, housing and sanitation, care and support to the HIV infected and affected, child labor and elimination, and education sponsorship, sustainable agriculture, alternative renewable energy. Today, we have about 30 ongoing programs. For strategic continuation and sustainability, we believe in investing in training, human resource building, making programs a people's movement, developing linkages and network. Working area, 4 districts, 18 taluks, 88 towns and urban slums, and 202 panchayats, and totally 447 villages. Now, the Department of RLRC, that is Rural Livelihood Resource Center, has a concept for environment and ecology. It has been contributing its might to protect, enhance and manage natural resources. Watershed projects, programs which aims at technically and scientifically developing and monitoring, implementing various watershed components to conserve soil, water, vegetation and biomass in order to improve the economic status of farms, sustainable agriculture, better productivity and environmental degradations and economical growth. Alternative renewable energy supports awareness program and awareness on depletion of energy. Now, capacity building, ODP of the firm conviction that knowledge is power. Knowledge is the key of empowerment. ODP is growing as qualitative and quantitative resource center. In an average, annually 1,200 training takes place, both the state level and even in the national level, local for farmers, women and officials of the government.